But one of the most volatile issues has been the right of a woman to terminate a pregnancy. And obviously, we include in this commandment life. Our constitution says life begins at conception. So, if you agree with the constitution, which is the biblical view anyway, and the church had to fight very hard for that statement to be put in the Kenyan constitution, then it means that you cannot terminate a pregnancy unless, of course, it's a medical issue and the doctor is doing it to save the life of the mother. But if it's just that she's uncomfortable, she was not ready for the pregnancy, or it was caused by the pregnancy started in a rape situation, all things that one looking at it would have to be sympathetic with the lady. But obviously, the commandment is not explaining. It is simply saying you should not terminate life. And so, although the circumstances can be understood, I think we need to understand that the life of the baby is not your life. God starts the life separately. And so you cannot determine, because it's the baby is inside you, you have the right to terminate that life. How do you know what God would have done with that life? My prayer is that you would understand that when the commandment says thou shalt not murder, it includes the baby inside you. And so termination of pregnancy is a contradiction or a disobedience or a rebellion against this command, thou shalt not murder.